Welcome to High Strangeness, where we ask questions and explore all that is strange and unexpected in our reality.
Hey, welcome to High Strangeness. My name is Tony, and if you're just joining us, this podcast is for the purpose of looking at all the things that are strange and different in our reality. Now, there are things that we may not even notice, and that sometimes it takes for us to have somebody bring that to our attention before we even see it. But there is a lot of strange and weird things out there, and that's what we're going to try to talk about each week on this podcast. Now, today, the question that we're going to look at is, when did this UFO thing first start? A lot of people think it's a more recent phenomena, but really, the question is, when did it start? Was it 1947 when Roswell occurred, or did it go back beyond that? So I've got about 20 pictures or so today that we're going to go through that I think will help us determine the answer to that question. Now, we're going to start with this picture right here. It goes way back, and it's called the Nazca Lines. There are ancient lines made in the soil in the Nazca Desert in southern Peru. Now, it's believed that they were created way back between the years of 500 BC and 500 AD. And the interesting thing to me, what were they trying to draw? When you look at this, you might say, what in the world and why in the world would they draw something like this? And maybe even stranger than that is, who did they expect to see this drawing? You basically have to be about 1,600 feet in the air to really make out this picture. Now, as we slide to this picture here, this is actually a cave painting found in Italy. I think it's Camonica, Italy. And some date it back as far as 10,000 BC. Now, I don't know if that's correct. Not even sure how they dated that. But the interesting thing to me is, what in the world were they drawing here? This does not look human to me. Now, with this one, let's shift over to the United States. This is actually a petroglyph from southern Utah, and some date it to about 2,000 years ago. Once again, what are these things that are being drawn? And while we're on petroglyphs, let's flip right back over to Italy. Now here, ancient astronaut proponents suggest and believe that these pictures actually resemble what would be today's modern astronauts. Take a good look. What do you think? Next, we have a picture here, and it's an ancient Mesopotamian cylinder seal. I guess a seal was kind of like a stamp back at that time. And many actually date this back to about 3500 BC. But once again, what in the world is this picture showing? It just looks like a lot of things that don't really exist, especially back then. Next, we switch over to this hieroglyph from Egypt. And it's actually called the helicopter hieroglyph. And it really does look like there's helicopters or a yacht and some other stuff on this hieroglyph. And I don't even know what to think about this. I do know that this stuff did not exist back then, or at least it didn't exist from humans. So I wonder what they were looking at to get these ideas. Now, how about this one? This is also from Egypt, and to me, this looks like a saucer to me. Maybe even one of those bell-shaped UFOs. This next one is an ancient Egyptian hieroglyph, and I guess right now it's found in the Rockefeller Museum. Now, when you look at this picture, if there ever was a picture that could serve as proof of an alien, or that aliens existed, to me it would be this one. What else would that thing be off to the right? Now, the next group of pictures coming up here are, for the most part, drawings and paintings. Now, I'm not totally sure where they all come from, who the artists were, or even when they were made. But my goal really isn't to be the expert here. It's just kind of to point you to things that can be an alert so that you yourself can do your own research and check into these things. So let's take a look. Now this one here, this shows a UFO, or so I think, sighting over Angers, France in 842 AD. I don't think they know who the artist actually was or when it was actually painted, but it's interesting to see this and try to figure out what in the world's in the sky there. Now this next image here comes from the 10th century. It's from a Tibetan translation of a Sanskrit text, but apparently it's held at a Japanese museum right now. And it's funny because when I look at this, one of the things I think of is a description of something in the sky that you hear or can read in the Bible. How about the chariot of fire flying through the sky? This reminds me a bit of that. Now, this next picture, I have to be honest, I really don't know where that came from or anything about it. But when I look at it, I mean, it looks old. It clearly looks like there's UFOs there. What do you think? Now, this next picture is from the 15th century. And if you look there in the top left corner, I've circled it. It looks like a UFO or some kind of a flying saucer back there. Now, why in the world would they put this in a picture if it isn't something they had seen? This next picture is supposed to be a Renaissance picture, a drawing of a UFO sighting in Rome. This picture is showing a Vimana. Now, I believe a Vimana is a mythological flying palace or structure that is described in Hindu texts. But from an outsider looking in, it makes you wonder, is this an early sighting of a UFO? Or did they just expect to see something coming out of the sky? I don't know. Now, this next one is an older picture as well. I don't have really any information on it, but when I look at it and you see this item in the sky, it makes you wonder, like, what did they think they were looking at? Is this a UFO? Maybe it's a USO, something that's coming in and out of the water. It's hard to tell, but these are ships out on the ocean, which also suggests that these things are seen not just over land, but out at sea also. Now this next one, we have a painting from the year 1350 from a monastery in Kosovo, Serbia. It's interesting when you look at it. This one really has fascinated UFO enthusiasts over the years who went looking for historical evidence that UFOs have been seen in the ancient past. Now, I circled a couple things here in the corners that look to me like UFOs. I really don't know what else is flying like that in the sky. But there you go. Something that has been drawn in many pictures in these older ancient times. Now this next one, we have a wall painting, and this one is a painting on the wall of a cathedral in Georgia, and it shows Jesus being crucified while surrounded by a crowd and, I don't know, UFOs maybe? Look at those two items in the picture that are circled in red. If these aren't UFOs, then it must be some other technology that's in the sky, but really, what existed back then? So what were they drawing? Now sliding over to this picture, we have the Madonna with Saint Giovannino from the 15th century. Now, this portrays Madonna with the infant Jesus. And what do you see above her shoulder? Something in the sky there? Is it a UFO? Take a close look. I really don't know what else it could be. Now, this one's a pretty interesting picture, and it's an artistic interpretation of the Archangel Gabriel's announcement to Mary that she will soon bear the Christian Messiah. Now, the interesting thing about this picture is it looks like Mary is getting some kind of communication or an announcement from maybe an extraterrestrial vehicle, something in the sky there. And it's beaming some kind of a message down to her, kind of like a laser. Now, I don't know. These are a lot of things that clearly didn't exist back then. And so why they would put this into a picture, I have no idea. Now, this next one is something that was published in 1557 in a book, and it's currently held in an Australian museum. But it refers back to a 1479 sighting over Arabia. Now, this next picture here is from the year 1561. It's a Nuremberg artist and publisher who produced a report that was called The Dreadful Apparition. And apparently this was a sighting that occurred over the city on April 14th of that year. And it was some sort of aerial battle between different objects shaped like globes and crosses in the sky. This next picture is called The Miracle of the Snow from the year 1428. And to me, I don't know what the picture is trying to communicate, but it just looks like a story of an invasion of flying saucers. This next picture, I don't know if it's called or if it's the artist that's called Jacques Legrand, but it's from the year 1430, and I have no idea what this is supposed to be in the sky, but it doesn't look like anything normal that would appear in our sky. So, obviously, it makes you wonder if this is pointing to some kind of UAP or UFO. Moving on to this next picture. It is a picture that shows a UFO sighting over Hamburg, Germany, and the objects described as two glowing wheels or UFOs. And this supposedly occurred on November 4th, 1697. Now, this next one is apparently a UFO sighting from Westminster, England in the year 1742. And it talks, I guess, about a parade, and they saw lights arising above the trees and behind the houses. And this parade was in the St. James Park area. Now, with this one, in the year 1803, in Hitachi, Japan, I guess there was a book called Uma no Chiri. I guess that translates to dust of apricot. And apparently this represents foreign ships and crews that were witnessed in one of the cities in Japan. Now, lastly, I think I want to talk just a minute about what might be America's first recorded UFO sighting. Now, on March 1st, 1639, John Winthrop opened his diary where he recorded the trials and triumphs of his fellow Puritans as they made a new life in America. As a governor of the New England's Bay Colony, he put pen to paper and began to recount an unusual event that had recently caused a stir among the English emigrants. Winthrop wrote that earlier in the year, several men had been rowing a boat in the muddy river, which flowed through swampland and emptied into a tidal basin in the Charles River, when they saw a great light in the night sky. And what they noticed is when that light stood still, it flamed up and was about 3 yards square. The governor then reported that over the course of 2 to 3 hours, the boatmen said that the mysterious light ran as swift as an arrow, darting back and forth between them and the village of Charleston, which was a distance of about 2 miles away. Now, these men described that they had a case of missing time, as they were surprised to find themselves miles up the stream without any memory of actually traveling that distance. So, of course, if that would have happened today, some researchers would have interpreted that as maybe a possible alien abduction. But this is 1639, so what do you think happened? Now, some of you may be newer to this subject, and from the recent news cycles, you might be thinking this is a newer phenomenon, or something that just doesn't happen, or hasn't happened in the past. But I just ran through about 25 very old examples of potential evidence that strange things have been seen in the sky for a very long time. So you decide, or maybe just dive a little deeper and see what you think. Anyway, that's going to pretty much do it for this episode today. But until next time, I want to say, remember, there's a lot of strange and unexpected things out there. Keep your eyes and your minds open and stay safe.
Thank you for listening to High Strangeness. This was a glance at some of the strange that exists in our reality.